This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. At approximately 10:45 last night, the fire alarm system was activated at Transylvania Regional Hospital. Hospital security staff members quickly discovered an electrical fire in the hospital's boiler room, which is housed in a large, separate concrete block building behind the main hospital. Hospital staff heard several explosions as they approached the boiler building and immediately called 911. The Brevard Fire Department, along with multiple fire departments from throughout Transylvania County, responded to the fire, as well as members of the Brevard Police Department, the Transylvania County Sheriff's Department, and Transylvania County EMS. Firefighters quickly contained the electrical fire that was caused by an electric boiler in the boiler room. Duke Energy staff members were on scene and disconnected power to the burning electric boiler. There were no injuries reported during this accident. Following a slight cool down to more seasonable temperatures late last week, it's back to feeling more like summer than early spring in western North Carolina. The National Weather Service is calling for another day in the upper 70s today, well above the average of 68. A high pollen count also is forecasted for the area during the next few days. However, after a string of picture-perfect sunny days, rain and cooler temperatures should return by Tuesday. On Saturday, 1,000 bikers from 22 states across America and Canada took part in the Assault on the Carolinas race. The race began at 9 a.m., and according to one onlooker, it took 11 minutes for all the bikers to go by. Mayor Jimmy Harris stated that it's estimated that this race brought in approximately $50,000. In an election year that was supposed to be all about jobs and the economy, the issue that's energized North Carolina's sleepy May 8th primary has turned out to be a philosophical clash over what constitutes a marriage. North Carolinians from all walks of life are taking positions on the constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman, a question that will be put to voters when early balloting begins Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have already been spent on lawn signs, organizing efforts, and other costs, and hundreds of thousands more will be spent as May 8 draws nearer in a vote that will determine whether North Carolina remains the last southern state without an amendment that effectively bans gay marriage. The pro-amendment side has benefited from a surge of resolutions supporting the measure passed by a growing number of county commissions from rural areas like Columbus County to booming urban areas like Wake County. Amendment's opponents have also racked up resolutions from cities like Asheville, Greensboro, Durham, and Raleigh. Political experts say that regardless of the results, residents will quickly put the referendum behind them as North Carolina emerges as a key state in the presidential election. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.